Bernice Joseph's longtime friend Kathy Mayo says Joseph's passion for education was reflected in her devotion to young people and her joy in seeing them succeed.
She loved students, loved developing students, loved sharing their ideas, advancing ideas, and she really put a lot of that to work in the state.
Joseph followed the example of her mother, who earned a college teaching degree while raising a family of seven children by herself in the western Alaska village of Nulato. Joseph earned a bachelor's degree at UAF and then an MBA. She was working on doctoral studies before being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2012. Joseph was a Koyukon Athabascan who was born and raised in Nulato. And Mayo says Joseph worked tirelessly to strengthen Bush communities and their next generation of leaders.
Developing our villages was very important to her, developing leadership in the villages to advance their goals.
Joseph was an assistant professor at UAF's Department of Alaska Native and Rural Development. She was later promoted to vice chancellor for Rural Community and Native Education at UAF's College of Rural and Community Development. She also served as deputy commissioner of the State Department of Community and Economic Development. She earned many awards, including the Alaska Federation of Natives 2012 Citizen of the Year. But Mayo says Joseph was much more than an academic or leader. She loved to laugh out loud. She loved to get outdoors to run or ski. She loved her family and her people. And Mayo says she believed strongly that those who want to learn about life in the bush must get out into it and experience it firsthand.
I remember when there was a new faculty who came to the university. Well, she immediately took them out to the village, and they took a snow machine ride from Caltech to Unicoi, because that was her way of showing him what Village Alaska was like and what it was to celebrate our time in the winter here in Alaska, and that was part of what we do.
Several events are scheduled over the next couple of days in memory of Joseph, including morning and evening gatherings today at the Chief David Salmon Tribal Hall downtown. A memorial service will be held Thursday morning at the Tribal Hall before Joseph is returned to Nulato, where she'll be laid to rest. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.